Wow, I call him a mentor. I call him the first, Governor L. Douglas Wilder. Good morning.
Hello, namesake, Miss Clovia. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing great. L. Douglas Wilder, talk to us about the importance. I want to hear from you of getting out and exercising our right to vote during this midterm congressional election that's coming up next Tuesday.
It's very important for several reasons. First of all, it's important that we get the right people in office and keep them in office. We've got a good man in office, Mark Warner, who worked in my campaign to help get me elected to be the first African-American governor elected in this country. More importantly, I helped him get elected to be the first senator. Not the first senator, but the senator to be involved in the democratic process for some while. And he now wants to go back to Washington. At a time when so many people are giving up on government, giving up on politicians, all of them, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Mark Warner represents a different breed of cat, a different kind of person. He is there to talk, to represent, and to reach across the aisle. He's not just going to talk to Democrats or Independents. Mm-hmm. He wants to talk to Republicans and anybody else to do what? Represent all of our people. One of the problems that we have as African Americans in many instances is that we don't see the results of what our efforts have brought about. Now, let me be as clear as I can, Ms. Clovia, to you and your audience. Without the African American vote, no Democratic candidate in Virginia can make it. Mm. Let's make it clear.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes some of them forget that. Mm-hmm. Mark Warner hasn't forgotten it, and he won't forget it. Look at North Carolina, what's going to happen. In the absence of those people coming out as strongly as they did Sunday, because they start voting, then 50% of the people that turned out were African-American, the vote total was. And that was 27% of the actual vote, so which means they will make the difference in North Carolina. So if that incumbent is going to win, who happens to be a Democrat, that person can't win without African-American vote. Same thing in Louisiana. Same thing in Georgia. Mm-hmm. Look at these southern states. Without us, they would not be. And that's why it's so important for us to continue to let people know how important we are. But after that, we have got to be certain that they understand that there needs to be a place at the table when you start talking about cutting up the pie. Because where is that piece of the pie for those people who have been responsible for your being there all these years? Mark Warner's not going to forget, because we're not going to let him forget.
Right.
Nor does he want to forget. I was with him yesterday. We were campaigning and Hanover County. We're going to be getting together in Richmond on Monday.
And I'll see you then.
It's so important that we get that vote out, not just for Warner, but ultimately for ourselves, because once we maximize that vote and show how we can deliver it, hey, you can deliver it sometimes for your own people, as was the case when I was elected.
All right. L. Douglas Wilder, the first African-American governor in the nation.
I was the first African-American elected ever.
Ever. That's what I'm talking
about.
Don't you
forget that.
I'm never forgetting it, and I'm never forgetting you. L. Douglas Wilder, thank you.
All right, darling. Always good to talk with you.